Good day and blessings in Jesus' name. Today's date is December 4th, 2023. And today's daily bread comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 15 through 25. And they read, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper, comparable to him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, This is now my bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Amen for God and his word. It says the Lord God put the man in the garden to tend it and keep it. And then God says, eat of every tree freely, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And then God says, it's not good for man to be alone. Look at the Lord. It's not good for man to be alone. And he says, I will make him a helper comparable to him. Comparable to him. Doesn't mean walk 30 feet behind him. Comparable to him. So he put Adam to sleep, and it says he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh, and God made a woman out of the rib. You see what the word of God says? God made a woman out of Adam's rib. God made the woman. God made man. God made woman. God made man. Don't fall for all that foolishness out there. The word of God says he made woman, he made man. And further down here, it says, the man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. This is godly. This is godly. And it says, both were naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Thank you, Lord, for showing us and reminding us what your word says about man and woman, husband and wife. May you all have a blessed and grateful day today. Glory to the Most High God. Pastor Tyron, signing off.